It's so funny and crazy how far people go to show how passionate they are about a particular person's craft. The other day, I was at an event, a Davido's event, and I met this guy who was stranded and came up to me and said, "Hey, boss, how far?" I'm like, "Hey, I do." He was like, "Hey, Baba, please, I need your help." I'm like, "Okay, what's up?" He told me how he came from Abuja to come watch Davido concert. Apparently, it was Davido's first concert. And I think it was the OBO concert. Yeah. Yeah. So he told me about how he went as far as coming down to Abuja to watch Davido's performance live. And he was stranded. And then what got me was the fact that he said he bought a VIP ticket to a Davido show. And then he was stranded after paying VIP ticket. Imagine how much VIP ticket for first Davido show would cost at that time. And he needed one five, thereabout, to go back to his friend on the mainland. And he asked me to help him out. I'm like, okay, I don't get it. In my mind, I was like, really, guy, you came all the way from Abuja to Lagos, you bought a VIP ticket, and the person you're even coming to ask is someone who I got a regular ticket. Apparently, it's not as if I paid for it. Someone just gave me. I'm like, okay, yeah, let's just go see it. And then you're coming to meet someone who someone dashed tickets to go for a Davido's concert, 1,500 naira to go back home. I'm like, okay. Then in my mind, I thought again, I'm like, this is crazy. What he just did, the sacrifice he paid to be at a Davido's concert. Would you call it passion? Would you call this crazy? Or would you say this is stupid? Or would you even do it at all? I was asking myself. And then I'm like, you know what? This is not my thing. I don't think anybody can take my 10,000 naira. And then I'll go and sit down and watch a particular show and then get stranded afterwards. It's really not my thing. This and more are the things that we're talking about right here on the show. My name is Banshee of Lagos and this is Fans Talk, where all your opinion counts. As a fan, we all love to be heard. And when that happens, we get excited and we crush. This is more than just a show. It's a community. So what are you waiting for? So let's move right back to the topic of the day. We are talking celebrity versus fan. So who is a fan? Now, according to dictionary, a fan is someone who is passionate and has greatly devoted their time, the money, and all that they have to a particular person. That is interesting, right? Okay, so now let's go find out who a celebrity is. A celebrity is someone who over time has worked the craft, has built the image to a particular stage where they have people idolize them. Now, these are two different people who is definitely rocking our boat today. Now, what makes you a fan? Now, is it the fact that you go for a Davido's show, you spend all that you have, by the way, which I think is crazy, guys? I don't see myself doing this, or I don't know about you, but you know, maybe I'm just not that kind of fan, or maybe I'm just some weirdo, but it's fine, you know. But it's fine if you can do all of these things, you know. But now, who is a fan and what makes you a fan? First, as a fan, you must pay attention to not every detail of a particular celebrity, but at least 50%. You cannot claim that you're a fan of King Sunny Ade and you probably do not know half of his song now. No, that's not possible. You know, now, it's not just about knowing the song alone, but it's about making sure that the music pay, which I think Naija has problem. I mean, it's literally everybody. You know, I don't want to say that, you know, that I every song on my phone I downloaded, you know, in the right way. But come to think of it, if everybody in the world is downloading free of charge, how would your celebrity get paid? How would they get the how would they get a compensation for the hard work that they are putting into a particular work over the years? Now, you will wonder how celebrity rise and fall. You know, that's to tell you that, especially in this part of the world where, you know, people, the timing for a particular song or the space time for a particular song is just nothing less than 3 months. I think 3 months is even long overdue. After 3 months, you know, people are looking for the next, you know, and then it just makes you believe that. That's why we have people who you call one hit wonder, because people do not enjoy what they are giving again, or because people are not paying attention to the song, or maybe the hit that they gave is really not as hot as they assume that it would be. But a fan, regardless of whether you're producing it, whether you're releasing song, they're still there with you. Now, shout out to the Rihanna fan all over the world. I mean, everybody's been yelling about Rihanna releasing a single, an album, but she's going about a fashion conglomerate. She's building up a fashion strata, which I think is good. And that, I think, that is what I call a loyal fan. She's not released a single for 3 years or more, and people are still loyal, people are still loving and still anticipating. Now, bringing it back home, if Wizkid does not release a single for like 3 months, would people stop to listen to Wizkid, or would Wizkid be as popular as he is in the minds of every Nigerian? So I'm asking you, if Wizkid, as a Wizkid fan that you are, or that you claim to be, if Wizkid or Burna Boy did not release a particular, or did not release or give you hits back to back for 3 months, would it still be, or would Wizkid still be Wizkid in your mind, or Burna Boy in your mind? Think about it. Really. So, because that is what loyalty, that's what fan loyalty is all about. You have to be there. You have to make sure that whether or not this person is releasing something, you're still following up on them, keeping tabs on them, and making them feel that, okay, yes, we got your back. Because the truth is that if we have fan getting the back of celebrities, then you will not have people who are struggling at the moment, because a lot of artists who's been doing great and probably for some reason are no longer doing great, because certain people who has probably called themselves fan at a particular point in their career has probably stopped to support them. So we are important in the life of celebrities, so we need to keep up with them. We need to make sure that we follow them, make the music pay. It's very important. Make the music pay. Now, going to the celebrity part of this show. Now, celebrity is not somebody who has 5,000 follower on Instagram, or has like a 15,000 follower on Instagram. It's about, a celebrity is someone, like I said, who has something that they offer and has built their image over time. Now, you see, we are in the age of social media influencers. Everybody is a celebrity as long as you have some certain amount of engagement on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. But it's not until you start to give something tangible, then that's when you start to gather for yourself a fan base, gather for yourself a fandom, gather for yourself maybe a beehive or something. No, not until that starts to happen. Now, what makes you a celebrity, or what makes people want to idolize you as a celebrity? First, is your body of work. Now, it goes from movie to music to fashion to football, whatever it is that you are doing, you know, have a body of work, something tangible that people can hold on to. You know, it's not about controversies and all. Yes, controversy does sell, but how long would it last? It's your body of work, rich body of work, that will sustain your image as a celebrity. Do you get what I'm saying? That's what will get you, keep you up, keep you afloat, whatever come what may, as a celebrity. Now, another thing that you should look at as a celebrity is that your fan engagement. Now, don't just create a fan community. Engage this fan community. They want to know what is going on with you. Yes, I know you're going to be saying it's so difficult to be a celebrity. You want to focus on how the music is getting you paid, how you're going for shows. But at the same time, this is the life that you're choosing to live. So live it to the fullest. we are not going to be out here and you making us starve for information and you're not giving us. That is not going to happen. You and I know that Nigerians are not that patient to that extent. You know, so you want to give us something to hold on to. You know, you want to engage us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. Now, I know that you have managers who do most of this work, but it's not the manager's place to keep your fans engaged. Because come to think of it, the reason why you're there in the first place is not because your manager is doing a good job. That's not just the only reason, but it's because you have people who believe in your craft and over time followed you and are passionate about what you're doing. So they need to know what it is that you're doing. So, I mean, we have someone like, we have Nicki Minaj, who is probably saying, okay, you know what, I'm quitting music for a while. But she's still giving people updates. She has a Queens radio where she does her thing, you know, and every fan in the world is still plugging into. You know, it might be something you want to consider. You want to probably do something every week or every month just so you keep your fan base well lubricated. You know, you want to keep it very good. You want to keep that interaction going. So that is one of those things. So just don't just come out on Instagram. Just come out on Facebook or have your Instagram bio saying you're a public figure when you're not even in the public. We need to know that you are here for us as a fan. Yeah. So now moving on, aside from being engaging, one other thing that you need to do as a celebrity is that image is important. No fan wants to be a celebrity to someone who is, except if that's the kind of fan that you are appealing anyways. You know, if you're appealing to, it depends on the kind of fan that you are appealing at the particular time would determine, you know, but don't have conflicting brands. Have a particular brand. Let us know you for something. Don't be bad guy today and you are church boy tomorrow. Don't be beard gang today and you are looking all Adeboyish tomorrow. You know, we want to know. We want you to pick a stand. Now, if you could do this for a particular period of time, I remember Beyonce had Sasha Fierce going for a particular period of time. You might probably want to go into an alter ego, which I think works sometimes. You know, I remembered Nicki Minaj at a point in her career was going with the Barbie thing. You know, she was doing all the pinky. Everybody loves it. She got so much engagement because fans were connected to art. They understand that is Nicki Minaj. So let us know. Let us have an identity. Let us have an identity of who you are as a celebrity. Your brand, your image is important to the fan. So don't just put out the body of work. Put out something that makes it a portfolio, that makes it very credible to follow up and that makes it very tangible for your fan to place their hands on. Yes, and I think with these few points of mine, I've been able to convince you and not to confuse you that it's good to be a fan and it's very key to pay attention to your fan as a celebrity because this is Fan Talks. And I hope I've spoken the minds of every fan out there. So you know what to do, guys. Follow me across all social media platforms and follow Jamit FM as well across all social media platforms. Pour out to your heart. Let us know what your celebrities are doing that you do not like. You know, I remember someone saying after a particular show, I do not want to mention the show, saying, oh, I didn't really enjoy the show. It was too clumsy. I don't think I would want to come back for this show again. You need that feedback as a celebrity. People need to know that, okay, yes, oh, I want to know how did my show go? Let us have this conversation with you. You know, don't let it be all lofty and mighty. I know we could have crazy fans who would go on stage and do crazy things to you, but regardless, they're just showing you how well they appreciate you. They appreciate you. They see you as a sex symbol is fine. They see you as whatever image that is printed in your heart. It's why they're called fan in the first place. Though, hey, you know, so let go of the guard and open up to your celebrity or to your fan more. Yeah, so guys, that being said, I want to go into our celebrity for this week. And we are focusing on one person who's been doing greatly for himself. I think he's been in the scene since 2012 and he's not stopped. This is a guy who started his career as early as 10 years old and it's been consistent. And of course, even with the image of his mother in the picture makes it even brighter. I'm talking about none other than Damini Ebonoluwa Ogulu. Damini Ebonoluwa Ogulu started off as an artist, a reggae artist, and then he's versed. He does pop and other things, and you know, we shout out to him, is becoming a, he has become a world phenomenon, something that the world is renowned with when it comes to Afro pop around the world. But how about we take a deep dive into who Damini Ogulu is after this break? Don't you go away. Welcome back, guys. So we're still focusing on Damini Ogulu as celebrity focus on this episode. Damini Ebonlu Ogulu started his career at the tender age of 13, and his name was birthed as a result of his superhero aspiration that he called Burner. So Burner was birthed as a result of him drawing a superhero that he feels that he can be someday. But well, he's someone's superhero now because everyone loves him. And yes, his first single was released in May 2012, and it's titled Like to Party. Then he followed up with a first studio album titled Leaving an Impact for Eternity, called LIFE. Now, this record sold about 500,000 copies in Nigeria alone, and digital sales was massive, 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 massive. And yes, his grandfather, Benson Ida, is a manager to the legendary, the ever loved, the ever respected Fela and Nicola Kukuti. And yes, plus the fact that he's released 4 studio albums, this will make it 5. The African Giant will make his 5th studio album that he'll be dropping, and it's been massive hits and massive success all through. Shout out to Burner Boy, shout out to everyone who's loving Burner Boy, and shout out to everyone who's been supporting. And we love the fact that he is keeping and is still doing great songs and making the whole world turn. Last time I saw Rihanna, everyone dancing to his song, I'm like, yeah, this is Afrobeat to the world. Shout out to you, Burner. We love you and we respect you like that. Right here on Fan Talks. All right, guys. It's been a wonderful time on the show. Whoa. I hope you guys enjoyed every moment of this show, because I actually feel that this is like a little time. But don't worry. I'm leaving just so I can come back next week to bring you more exciting and juicy content that you guys can, that can meet up to your entertainment curiosity, that can feed your entertainment hunger. This is the only place where you can bear all your heart, where you can bear all your, you know, demands, or where you can meet all your demands as to entertainment and everything that you love about fashion, music, lifestyle. Right here is the show. Shout out to everyone who's make this happen. Shout out to my producer. Shout out to Stanley. Yeah, you make this happen. Shout out to everyone who's in the studio with me. And shout out to you out there, most especially. So you want to go across all social media platforms right now and follow us and let us know what you think about the show. And yes, do tell us about your celebrity that you love at the moment. We'll be willing and all open ends to receiving your comment. Yeah, so you want to follow me, Banji of Lagos on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and Jamit FM on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter using the hashtag Fans Talk. That's the way to go. That's the community where you belong. Thank you so much. My time is done and dusted. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.